Lloyd Kennewell is in Sydney out at Inglis for the Classic Sale. Morning to you, Lloyd.
Good morning, Andrew.
Have you had a good few days there?
Yeah, it's been a little bit of an up and down sale, to be honest. It's a little bit all over the place. There's a lot of horses here, and we're just obviously trying to buy some nice horses. And we purchased one on the first day. We went home friendless yesterday, but hopefully the final day for us today can be good.
That's good. Well, let's hope so. Let's talk about a couple of these horses, particularly the Group 1 Lightning with Jettastar at Flemington. You made the decision with this weight, no weight on its back, 44 kilos, to take on the older in this race down the straight.
Yeah, look, it's a great challenge and great to be a part of it. First two-year-old filly to run the race for 26 years. So it should be good to watch. And she galloped well this morning. Joe rode her, and he reported to me that she was very nice. He was very happy with her. He is twitching around and doing her work as she always does, and finished off in her at about 23.5 at Caulfield this morning, the last 400, and really looking forward to the challenge ahead of her Saturday. Obviously, there's some great horses in there, but we're there to give it a crack, and by all reports, most of the two-year-olds do run extremely well in the race when they're there. So we're doing our best.
Yep, just listening to you there, she's obviously a speedy filly, and you must feel, despite her age, that the 1,000 metres will be okay with no weight on her back.
Yeah, that's my plan. Like, obviously, I didn't want to go 1,200 gut-busting run in a blue diamond where I don't think she's quite ready for 1,200. So the plan was to go to the Lightning. I sort of had that in my mind, actually, straight after she won at Flemington. I thought she could possibly be that sort of horse. And 44 kilos, 1,000 metres, and then she'll be straight to the paddock. So whatever happens, happens. If she can run top three and do us proud, it'll be great for the owners. It'll put a lot of value into her as a broodmare, even though she's already got some. It'll really bring it right on. And then she's got all of her three-year-old career to get ready for after that, after a nice break. Yeah.
Understand. You've gone to Chris Caserta, who rides for Tony McAvoy over at Angaston, to ride at 44. You've given him the task, and he obviously feels confident that it'll all work out.
Yeah, look, he's obviously a good young fella. I've known him. I actually flew him over from Melbourne when he was apprentice in Melbourne. I think his first four rides for me were all winners on Saturdays at Morpheville, and we got off to a good start. So I've had a good little result with him, and hopefully can continue that on Saturday.
And you made the decision, Lloyd, that Vedora will go to the Oakley Plate Saturday week at Caulfield?
Yeah, she jumped out really well by all reports this morning at Caulfield. Joe was very happy with her. She obviously won a jump out last week, beating Grunt. And this week she was ridden very conservatively early. She gave him probably 8 or 10 length start, apparently, and she rounded him up to run second, but well within herself. Joe has already rung me and he was very happy, so he's happy. He knows her well. I'm happy. I'm very happy with how she's progressing, and we're off to the Oakley Plate Saturday week, which you would think would suit her down to the ground. It'll be a very high-speed race, which suits her.
Just sounds like that you put Perth behind. You've got her in the right shape now, and you move on.
I did put it behind me until you mentioned it. Yeah, she's
sorry, mate.
We just
sorry.
Put it over Perth. We're not really too worried about it. You get a sore neck if you look backwards, and obviously she just probably had a bit of a hangover from the Everest on that bog track, and she hasn't shown me any signs of doing anything wrong, and she's in great order, so we know she goes so well fresh. Can't wait to get there Saturday week and take on some of the speedsters.
All right, Vedora goes to the Oakley Plate. Just before I let you go, I've got to ask you one, because I reckon every time I've interviewed you of late, I've asked you about a horse called Secret Vega. I see it nominated for Moonee Valley Friday night.
Yeah, he goes around Friday night. He'll definitely kick off his campaign there. Just had a couple of minor setbacks. It was really nothing at all, to be honest, but it was just enough that I couldn't run him last week, which probably just threw a spanner in the works for the Australian Guineas. But he's a really nice horse. He's progressive, and Moonee Valley on the Strathair should suit him first up. Hopefully he can kick off with a victory and get his campaign underway.
Yeah, he's a nice horse. All right, Lloyd, thank you, mate. Good luck today at the sale.
Thanks, Andrew.